of market, not just in India but also all over the world. There have been several factors at play that are influencing the stock market levels. Tough lockdown, restrictions in China, sharp resurgence of COVID-19, the Russia-Ukraine crisis, rising interest rates, and inflation. Understandably, investors are finding it difficult to gauge which way the markets are headed and what they should be doing with their investments right now. In today's episode, I am joined by Mahesh Mirpuri, who is a well-regarded Chennai-based mutual fund distributor with more than 16 years of experience in mutual fund industry and handling assets for more than 120 families. Hi, Mahesh.
Hi, Josh. Good morning.
So, Mahesh, you were telling me how you have been flooded by calls of investors who want to know what they should be doing with their investments right now. So what are you telling them what they should be doing, if you can tell us in brief?
Okay, so let me give you a background of how I heard your introduction about the volatility in the markets. And just let me give you a background of how I look at it. Okay, so if you see Sensex data, say from 1980 till 2021 end, every calendar year, there has been a drawdown of at least 10 to 20%. And it's only in 42 years, that the intra-year decline has been less than 10%, Josh. So we know that almost every year we can expect a decline of 10 to 20% on an average. And there have been many years when the decline has been more. We've had sharp intra-year declines of 30, 40% in several years. But what has been the outcome over all that? We have seen compounded annual returns over the years, even for the headline indices, of about 11 to 13% till 2021 end. And even when we talk about these intra-year declines of greater than 10%, in 3 out of every 4 years, if you take Sensex data, you will see that the year ended up with positive returns, even if there have been intra-year declines of greater than 10%. So that tells us a story that that equities do grow, equities beat inflation, but it's not a straight line journey like you see in interest. It has to be filled with volatility, and sometimes the volatility can be sharp. Once you expect and you are aware that there is going to be such severe volatility, it can be very severe like it was in 2020, then you're prepared. In fact, what we are seeing now is so far not even a 15% decline from the highs, so from the all-time high. So I see that this as a natural part of the markets, and we should be prepared for this if we want to get the benefit of the growth that equity gives us. So that is the way I look at it, Josh. Be prepared for the drawdowns. In fact, be ready for the drawdowns, and there are many ways to be ready for these. And use it to your benefit. You will gain when the rebound happens. Okay. And there's one more way I look at this. Is that the markets? Depend on liquidity. Okay, flows of liquidity will go and come, but in the long run, that's in the short run, liquidity plays an important part. But in the long run, it's the returns, right? So it's the returns on equity, return on capital employed, that the markets see. And the equity returns will be similar to the returns that these companies give, the earnings that the companies give.
Right. All right. So, Mahesh, how can investors take advantage of the market declines?
See, I'm putting it very simply. There are two ways in which we can look at it. First, systematic investing is a great tool given by mutual funds to take advantage of these ups and downs. So when you are investing systematically every month, month on month, there will be months in which there are declines, and the investments at those times will garner more units. The more units you have in your kitty, when the NAVs go up, you see a big bump up in your portfolio returns. But in systematic investment, know that you are investing at the highs and the lows. But in the over the long run, you get market returns, and the market returns have been pretty good over the last 20 years. If you see equity returns over the last 20 years, you've got a good return, good XIRR on your portfolios. So one way to look at this is systematically investing in equities. The second principle I follow very strongly is asset allocation, Josh. So every investor has his own risk profile. Every investor will have his own risk profile and will be able to handle certain amount of drawdown. Based on the drawdown he thinks he can afford to see, he should use an asset allocation model with his advisor, talk with his advisor or distributor, and allocate funds to different asset classes, like simply like debt and equity, so that when there is a drawdown, the debt part can be rebalanced into equity, like now it could be done. And you can get the advantage of investing at lower levels when the market is at lower levels. So asset allocation and rebalancing are a tool that every investor should be aware of and should use and speak to their distributor or advisor about. And then come to an agreed asset allocation model for themselves, which suits them, and go ahead with that. Asset allocation also means that there is meant to be rebalancing when the market goes to extremes. This also means that when last September, allocations were tilted heavily towards equity when markets touched all-time highs, September and October 2021, some part of the money was rebalanced into debt. At moments when there's volatility and big drawdowns, one should take a look at the allocation and decide when to start rebalancing the debt portion into equity. So these are the two tools any investor can use: systematic investing and following an asset allocation model.
Right. So if you can talk a bit more about rebalancing, how it works, what is, you know, how should investors assess their current allocation vis-a-vis original allocation, and how they should actually change it?
Okay. So I'm saying for the major part of the portfolio, an investor should discuss with his advisor and come to an asset allocation. So assuming you have spoken to me and you have come to an allocation of, say, 60-40, 60% in equity and 40% in debt, right? Now, when markets go to extremes, like last September, October, when they touched their highs, the 60% must have surely gone up to about 70 or 75%. Of your portfolio, and the equity has gone down to, the debt has gone down to 25%. That calls for an automatic rebalance into debt. Some people call it profit booking, but I don't use the word profit booking, because profit booking would mean that you decide when to book, when not to book. So this is a system based, model based, your asset, your personal asset allocation model based rebalancing into debt, so that you take money off the table systematically and as per your model. So stick to it with discipline. So you bring down that 75% equity to 60% equity by switching out money into debt when the market is an all-time high. This year, when the Ukraine-Russia war started and the markets sharply, there was a sharp drawdown, and even now there seems to be a sharp drawdown, it is time for investors to look at their allocation and see whether at least a 10 or 15% gap has been reached, that is, equity has gone 10 or 15% below the desired level, and then start shifting money slowly from debt into equity. But I would put in a caveat there. Do not do this very often. So you keep a threshold that the equity or the debt part should have gone at least 10% beyond what you have decided before you start moving. Otherwise, the shifts will be very regular if you want to keep the asset allocation level to your desired level. So if your asset allocation is supposed to be 60-40 now, and it has gone to 50-50, so it's 10% has been breached, then you could consider start moving money from debt to equity slowly. And that need not be a lump sum move. You can use a systematic transfer. So a systematic transfer means over a short, say, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, or 3 month period, switch money from debt to equity as the market is going lower, as your assets have to be rebalanced back to the original level. So this is not to be done very frequently. You keep a threshold level of 10 or 15%, the gap between your original allocation and what is the current allocation, and then sort of slowly switch to the other asset class to bring it back to the desired level. So this way you take advantage of the drawdown and you enter at lows, and when the markets are at all-time highs and new highs, yeah, you automatically in inverted commas book out some money and go into debt.
Sure.
So it is done based on a model with discipline and not just arbitrary choosing, oh, I should book out profit now, or I should get into equity now because it's low. So you, sure, you work according to a model and it's disciplined. Sure. Now coming to one more aspect, what should the asset allocation be? Mm-hmm. So that is dependent on every individual. So you may be risk averse and you may want a lower drawdowns in which your debt portion will be more. But I may be, I will not be so risk averse, and I don't mind taking more risks, and I can keep a 75-25 allocation to myself. So sure, it depends on each investor's risk profile, and it requires discussion with the with your advisor, and then go ahead, set an allocation, follow a discipline. That is for one part of the portfolio.
Right.
Then there's a tactical part, which we can speak about at some other time.
Sure, sure. And Mahesh, that's a good point, you know, rebalance, take advantage of rebalancing as a tool, but do it judicially. That's a good point, and I think not many investors understand that. So another aspect I wanted to ask you about is that investors, obviously, at least several of them, invest with certain financial goals in mind. Now several investors, I mean, there is no way to quantify it, but some investors would have reached their financial goals while some might still be away from it. So what would you tell to investors who are still away from their financial goals but are now thinking of withdrawing their investments because of this volatility, and they feel, you know, nervous about the ability to reach their financial targets with this volatility in markets?
Excellent question, Josh. Excellent question. See, when you are planning out for some expense that you are going to have in the near future, or a goal that's coming, well before the goal comes, that's at least a couple of years before that itself, if you are heavy into equity for that goal, you should start switching out into debt. You cannot wait for the last 2, 3, 4, 5 months, because the markets may be very volatile at that time when your goal is very close. So when you have made a plan over a, say, 10-year period to say for your child's education or marriage, and the education is approaching well before the goal approaches, a couple of years before that itself, you should have started switching money into debt, because if doing it at the last minute will make you nervous, like you said, many investors could be nervous now when their goals are close. So don't wait for the last minute or the last 3 months, 2 months, thinking that the market is going up. I know personally many investors who have told me in 2020 and 2021, hey, market is going up and I want to invest for something 6 months away. I want to put it in equity to take advantage of the bump up in the market. Now, that I feel is a wrong approach. You might get lucky and the market might go up and you can get an advantage out of that. But you can be very terribly unlucky and the market collapses just before you take your money out. So I believe that's a wrong approach and incorrect approach to do it. You should use common sense and know that you cannot wait for the last minute and take advantage of the highest in the market to get out, because you will certainly not get out at the high point. So if your goal is approaching, well before the goal, you start moving money out and don't wait for the last minute, which will make you undecided on what to do, because no one can advise you correctly 4 months away what the market will be. And should you take money out now or wait for 4 months to take it out if it's in equity? No one will be able to guess what will be the situation if your goal is a few months away. So well in advance, prepare for it and do it. And don't think you can catch the high or get out before it crashes. That's sure. My suggestion, Josh. Sure.
And for investors who are still far away from their goals, they would do well to continue with their SIPs and, like you said, take advantage of the market declines, right?
Yes. For if you're far away from your goals, many years away, then equity is a great tool. No, so continue with your SIPs in equity. As in when the goal comes a couple of years away, then you should seriously think of moving out, because you cannot time it to perfection. Believe me. So if your goal is far away, say okay, actually I met an investor whose child is 5 years ago, and for his college he wants to send him abroad. He started a SIP now, so it's 10-11 years down the line. So a SIP started now for 10, 11 years down the line can go on till a couple of years before the goal, you know, when the goal is in sight.
Great, Mahesh. Thanks a lot for joining us today. I'm sure the many insights that you shared with us will help our listeners in their investment journey. Thank you.
Thank you, Jess.
That was all the time we had for today's podcast. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in and keep listening to Simply Safe. For any feedback, do write it to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news and views, log on to moneycontrol.com.